The Average Network takes us to downtown Washington to the pricey salon known as the Lizard Lounge for a special Queer Eye for the Candidates. The Lizard Lounge is the in spa and salon and clothier for power brokers, politicos, and the pusillanimous pussyfooters who make America whatever it is today. Let us join our host, Lamar Dutoit.
Thank you, Pablo. It's Dutoit. It's such a jolly having you with us as evening falls over the Capitol. Inside, our Queer Eye designer, Larson E. Whipsnead, is waiting with one of our candidates. Let us go in, shall we? Hey, Larson. Oh, gosh, look who you've got with you.
Senator Edwards, this is Lamar Dutoit of Queer Eye.
Hi, Lamar. You a registered Democrat?
Good heavens, no. Labor.
Terrific. Vote for me.
Righto. Now, gentlemen, please, we have a serious problem, and our makeover will be a tough one.
But I have boyish good looks.
And that's one of the biggest obstacles we face, Senator. We've done a Gaydar poll, and we find that you lack a sense of maturity.
I do.
But we mustn't lose your boyish charm. You'd lose some of the gay vote if we make you too 50-ish.
I don't want to lose any votes.
Oh, heavens, love. We'd never do that to you. Now, Senator, you go with Larson, and I shall stride purposefully over here to our queer fashionista, Roger Roadblock. Hello, Roger.
Hi, Lamar. Love your duds. You are dressed, girl.
Now, you picked all of this out for me, Roger.
I know. God, I amaze myself. Look who I found down in the bargain basement.
Welcome to Queer Eye, President George W. Bush. You're taller than I thought, Mr. President.
Well, I'm only about 10 inches tall on most TVs.
Not on my big screen, dear. Let's see. These gray suits make you look like a shoebox, sir.
Sort of like Tom Ridge.
But with a neck. Secretary Ridge doesn't have a neck.
He really shouldn't ever wear ties. They make him look like soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
I don't know if we've got time to work on that laugh, but I've got some fashion ideas.
Mr. President, before you go, I wish to marry.
Good, you do that.
Did you hear that, Roger? We can marry.
You didn't say you was going to marry him. You can't.
But, sir, you just said.
No, don't bother, dear. He won't be around that much longer. Let's trot off to the little boys while Lamar goes off and finds Bruce. See you, love.
Ta, darlings. Oh, goody. Our lad Bruce is over here in the casuals with Senator John Kerry. Hello, Bruce. Hello, Senator.
Hi, Lamar. Here's Senator Kerry.
Are you sure you're a gay guy?
Queer as a $3 bill, Senator.
It's quite true, love. What are we doing with the Senator, Bruce?
Well, the whole image is wrong, I think. The suits are ordinary. The hair is not great.
I wasn't joking. It isn't hair. It's a flotation device.
I believe you, Senator. Come along. Let's get you fixed up. Lamar, we'll see you in a few minutes.
I can hardly wait, Brucey.
I think I could.
No, you can't, dear. Trust us. Just over here, we've our final makeover. Here's Tommy Lebensraum with Vice President Cheney.
Hi.
Hello, Lamar. I love your vest.
It's edible.
I don't love it that much.
Lamar, honey, as you can see, we are faced with this unique problems here. The vice president has a rather sallow complexion. He's also cold to the touch.
Those red eyes and fangs are a bother as well. You really are a vampire, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yes. You doubted?
Dear, I doubt everything about politics. Well, Tommy, what sort of makeover do you envision?
Ach, anything would be an improvement. Your rumpled suits are as bad as Howard Dean. You have a complexion like one-ply toilet paper.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it is awful. Come with me. I fix you.
Well, you lads toddle off and see if anything constructive can come of it. And over here comes Larson with a totally redesigned Senator Edwards. It is he, isn't it?
Hi, Lamar, it's me.
Larson, this is extraordinary. What have you done?
Well, for a start, we've aged the senator a bit. We've grayed his temples and added some lines. And of course, no thing says age like a long-heeled dueling scar. He's wearing a Brando model black leather motorcycle jacket from Sturm of Bremen, complemented with blue jeans and combat boots.
I say, that crew cut looks rather butch.
That's by Mario over at Chair 4. The power chair.
Wonderful. Oh, here comes Roger with President Bush.
Oh, dear.
blame me. It was mostly his choice. He had me a suit like this when I was six.
It shows. The boots are grump designer boots. The jeans are off the rack. The chaps and vest and wrist guards are by Nudie of Hollywood. The shirt is a vintage 1949 Dale Evans design.
The hat's mine.
Isn't it rather large?
He has it stuffed with newspaper. The matched pearl-handled cap pistols and holster are by Mattel, circa 1955.
The hat used to belong to Marshall Dillon. You know, Jim Ornette.
You should consider returning
it. I tried to call him. When he heard it was the president, he hung up.
Oh, dear. And here's Bruce with Finita Carey.
Good Lord,
oh,
Carey!
It's a little hard to get used to. At least I think it is. Yes, yes, actually it is.
Well, you know, the senator's perceived as being too stiff, so we needed to get away from that. We thought the hair's too old, so we went with an 80s spiked look. The giant silver nose ring detracts from the size of the senator's nose. The vest is just a Levi's jacket with the sleeves ripped off. Pre-greased jeans and engineer boots. The chains are designer chains from the Mondo Bondage Shop.
What about those tattoos?
Live free or tax?
They're just rub-on transfers. They wear off after a few days.
I certainly hope so. I'm not sure, but I think I look more like Herman Munster than ever.
Helping me, please.
And here comes Tommy.
He looks scared.
Where's the V-POTUS, Tommy?
What's that he's holding?
Please help me, I didn't
Tommy,
know.
Dear boy, what has happened?
They put him in the tanning booth. It was ghastly. He had, you know, these big bat wings. It was, they all folded up. He went in and this was all that comes out. A burnt Speedo in a pile of dust.
You know, I always figured something like that had happened.
Well, you're right, Mr. President. You know, that is kind of predictable.
Well, you try to be original week in and week out.
You know, we've killed 5 writers already. It isn't easy.
Well, I don't think I like my new look. And George looks like a 1955 8-year-old. At least I think he does, don't I, John?
I'm pretty sure you don't like it, John.
You know what?
What, George?
What, sir?
We look like the village people.
I don't... I don't think I like that.
Oh, my
well,
God,
I might.
Mr.
No,
President,
no,
you're
absolutely,
right about
I don't.
Queer Eye for the Candidate, an Average Network campaign special, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Your hip tip of the day, celebrity impersonators age quickly once the package is opened and should be refrigerated between appearances. You can also slip in a slice of lime just right in the package when you reseal it, and it'll give those old impersonators a bit of added flavor. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!